Hello there. Welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we will take some other questions about career and we'll try to go that route and see what we find. So the first question that I have, what motivates you to excel in your job? The first question itself is a bit confusing because do I want to excel in my job? Why should I excel in my job? Mostly people want to excel in their job because they want to have better salary, promotions. They want to have a sense of accomplishment. They want to have a feeling that the 8 hours we spend, the 40 hours we spend, and maybe sometimes even more than 40 hours that we spend, is being doing something that we are really good at. And we can improve. Improvement is a major factor. I think if we don't excel in our job, if we're not motivated to excel, I think we are not improving. And improvement is so important, irrespective of what we are doing, right? Whatever be our job, whatever be our role, whether on a personal or a professional level, are we improving is a question that we should be asking ourselves. And we feel very uncomfortable when we are not improving, when we don't get a proper answer for that, right? And I think, how do I keep motivating myself to excel in the job? The only thing is that I kind of reflect and see if I have improved. And that doesn't happen all the time. I have to be very honest. There have been times when I don't reflect because I fear that reflection. Because I fear that if I reflect and I find that I'm not excelling, I'm not improving, that will demotivate me. And that's a wrong way of looking at it. Because if you don't improve, say that every 1 week or 2 weeks, if you're reflecting on yourself and looking at what work and what value you're delivering, and you find out that you are not improving, you're not excelling, you're not doing anything better, should you get demotivated or should you get motivated? If reflection becomes a habit to us, I think then every reflection is a motivation to do better. But if it doesn't become a habit, what happens is that once in a while, if you reflect and you find out that, no, nothing is going well, you, as I said, you will fear this whole idea of reflection. So I think the best way to motivate ourselves to do a job, excel in a job, is to reflect. We can decide the time box. Either every week or 2 weeks, as part of Agile, what we do is that we try to reflect every 2 weeks, right? Sometimes there are reviews and a reflection that happens every month, every 6 months. It all depends. So, but reflection is one of the key aspects of getting motivated to do a job better. That's at least how I look at that question and try to find an answer today. Things can change tomorrow. The next one is, how do you handle work-related stress? If I had answer to it, then I would definitely write a book on it. And there's so many books out there to take care of stress. I want to share something that happened to me. So I had to do this work at work. I had to take up this role to do something. And I found this role very enjoying, very fulfilling. I had a lot of enjoyment. At the same time, I was getting so stressed out. And I didn't know what to do. So I had a similar incident in January when I had to take up a certain task that I had not done before. And it stressed the hell out of me because I had to speed through things. And I learned a lot. I decided that I'm not going to go through that pain again. So there was a big learning that I had during that whole process. But I had to put myself through a lot of pain and uncomfort, discomfort, before I could actually learn something. So I am kind of putting myself through that same exercise again. And I was stressed out and I was looking at what is the way I can de-stress myself. And I find the best way is to talk to my manager. So I go to my manager, I say that I need to talk to you. And then we go for a walk, and a one-on-one with a walk. And so at that time, I have to tell you something. You know, I have had many jobs in my career where I've had a very good relationship with my working manager that I work with. And also I've had situations where I've not had a good working relationship with some of the managers. Nothing really bad, but you know, when you compare, you also do that comparison, right? All in all, I've been very lucky in my career to have good managers. But I've always felt that there are times when I know the manager is taken off, I don't know the reason for it. Somewhere within me, I have this feeling that, oh, the manager's not there. Kind of a happy feeling. And I wonder, why should I feel happy? I mean, you like the manager. The manager is not stressing you out. The manager is not a control freak. But then why do you feel happy about it? And in my current job, that's when I've actually felt the manager takes leave and I feel bad about it. Because that's the kind of relationship I've been able to build with the manager, and the manager has been able to build with my peers as well. So I said, okay, right, this is my work, this is what I have to do, this is the manager, I consider him also as a mentor, so let me have this conversation. And I told, you know, in this new role, I enjoy this role, I so much like what I'm doing, but I'm also getting stressed. And then we spoke, we had a walk, we had a 20 minutes walk, and something interesting that he told me. He told me that he had asked me to do a training 2 weeks back, and I did that training. And when I did that training, and then he was telling me the other day that, you know why I wanted you to do the training? I said, why? He said, because I wanted you to know that the role that you've taken up, the work that you've taken up, is not easy. It is tough. There's so much into it. And that was very, very, very profound. Because, and it just took all the stress away from me. Because, yes, what I'm doing is not an easy job. What I'm doing is a very, very tough job. And yes, I have a long way to go. I might give myself only a 3 out of 10 in what I do. But there is a lot of improvement. There is 7 more to go for me to reach 10, if that's what I am aspiring for. Yes, we never get a perfect 10, but you always have something that you can aspire to. But if you reach 9 out of 10 in your opinion, increase that bar from 10 to 20 and say that, oh, now I am a 9 out of 20. Let me improve further. And there is always some way of improvement. And that, knowing that you can always improve, knowing that you have to be honest with yourself and be very, that takes stress away. And I think it is not something that you can get alone, and you need help to remove the stress. Because it was so conflicting in my mind that I'm enjoying a work and I'm at the same time stressing with it. How can that happen? If it is enjoyable, then I should not stress, right? No, when you do something that you enjoy, even then stress is part of it. But then you need to have this relationship with people, either with your peers, your manager, your people who report to you, whoever it is. And then have this conversation that can help you de-stress. And I think I've always relied on other people to actually take my stress away. And I think the best antidote, best way I've been able to de-stress is by talking to people. And many times there's a problem when you talk to people tell you their problem and say that your problem is nothing, and you need to actually that doesn't help. So I think I'm very lucky. I feel good at where I am right now, and when I'm going through these career questions, that's one of the things that actually comes to my mind, that I feel so good about. And this is not the first time that I'm feeling good about myself. I felt before also. But knowing that, okay, right, there are people whom you can talk to, whom you can work with, and who can help you be your better self is really rewarding. And I think that, for me, is, at least I don't know if there wouldn't be any stress in the future. No, that's not going to happen. Things change, people change. There'll always be something or the other you can, if you want to, stress out. But is there a path to move from being stressful to reducing that stress. I think I have that path, and that path is to be finding a mentor, connecting with that mentor, having a common goal, looking at value, looking at change, knowing that what you're doing is not an easy job. It's a stressful job. It is a difficult job, and that's why you're actually doing it. If it's a very easy job, and some stage in the career, you start feeling that you know a lot, and that puts you in a position of ego where you think that everything is something that you have to know. And breaking out of that and knowing that there are tough roles in your career that you have to take up, where you won't have answers to every questions, is very important. And I think I wanted to do three questions, but I'll just end with that two questions, and I'll see you all next week. But yes, the two questions we had, let me just reiterate the two questions. What motivates me to excel in the job? I think periodic reflection in a set time box, 1 week, 2 week, whatever that is, that helps me keep motivated. That motivates me to do better. And the next one is how do we get stress less stressful? Remove the stress. Talking to people, having a mentor, having a work culture. It's so important that I think I relate a lot to the people who I work with and the environment of the organization and the culture that we're building. I think that is what really helps me. And if the people I work with are not good, if the culture of the organization is not good, then I might not have found ways to reduce my stress. Understanding that the job is a tough one helps us a lot. Helps us put things in perspective. You guys take care. I'll see you all next week with another two or three questions about career. Thank you.